UNAIDS Director Mariangela Samau says violence against women is translated into sexual violence. And like a domino effect, sexual violence can lead to women contracting HIV/AIDS.
And then we have a close relation to HIV because there is data, for example, showing that women living with HIV are more likely to experience violations from the sexual and reproductive rights and so on. We have the actual data, for example, young women, they are twice more likely to be infected by HIV than young men in Africa, for example.
Samau says their research also shows that the first sexual experience for an adolescent girl is through sexual violence, which often continues into adulthood.
There are other forms of violence that could make women at higher risk of HIV infection. For example, in stable partnerships where domestic violence is a reality. And many times the partner has multiple partnerships outside the marriage, whatever. The violence context makes it harder for women to negotiate condom use.
Samau notes conditions that potentially lead to sexual violence exist in more than just countries experiencing ethnic and political conflicts. For example, in many cultures, violence against women is acceptable, making it difficult for women to take action against it. Victims are afraid to take action for fear of stigmatization and more violence against them. One big key to empowering women is education.
There are some studies that show that education level helps, but it doesn't mean that all women who are submitted to violence are uneducated, because that's not true as well. Every action that aims at greater empowerment of women, know your rights, act on them, gender equality measures or programs put in place can help decrease the vulnerability to gender-based violence and consequently, we're saying in the case of sexual violence, the vulnerability to an HIV infection.
Financial dependency is also a risk factor for women who are continually submitted to gender-based violence because they don't have opportunities to get out of the situation. It is vital then that their husbands, partners, brothers, and sons become a part of the solution in empowering them.
In the case of men, we have many initiatives around the world where men are actively involved in ending gender-based violence in general. There are role models like actors, big stars, celebrities who come out and talk against gender-based violence to change cultural norms, to change the environment, to have attitudes, to understand gender equality and be respectful of your partners or whatever situation you have with women.
Samau emphasizes the importance of including men in the process of combating gender-based violence. She says men are an essential part of the effort because women experience sexual violence from men. Involving them in the process, she says, will help men become part of the solution, not just the problem. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.